It's Friday, July 23rd. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is Reopening America. The Tokyo Olympics are now officially underway, and they will be definitely an Olympics like no other. Happening amid the pandemic and rising numbers locally in Japan, these games will also not have any spectators. The big question is how that might affect the athletes, having no cheering fans, and the bigger concern, not having their families present. Questions have also been raised about athletes not being subject to the usual rigorous drug testing standards. Aaron Doherty, reporter at Axios, joins us for more. Thanks for joining us, Aaron.
Thank you so much for having me.
The Olympics are on in full swing now. It really is an Olympics like no other. There's so many things happening. Obviously, it's happening in Tokyo right now amid the pandemic, and there's rising numbers of cases there in Tokyo. We're also seeing this whole thing where there's nobody going to be in the stands. It's really going to be mostly a TV-only affair. And for the athletes there that are competing on the ground, it's going to be a lot different. They're not going to have the hype, the crowds hyping them up. Some of that national pride is going to be a little hard to find sometimes when the fans aren't cheering for you when you're going up there. So, Aaron, you looked into that a little bit, and what psychologists are speculating on what's going to happen with this?
So, yeah, as you said, it's an Olympics like no other. I think sort of the bottom line is a lot of psychologists don't know for sure how a spectatorless Olympics may or may not impact athletes' performance. What we do know is there are some Olympians who have expressed concern and sort of just disappointment over this fanless games. Simone Biles had told the Associated Press that she likes to feed off of the crowd, and so she's a little bit worried how she'll do under the circumstances. And I talked to a first-time Olympian on the women's track and field team, and you know, she's disappointed that she won't be able to experience sort of the excitement that comes with going to the games. And the psychologist that I talked to, they, you know, both sort of said that we don't know what's going to happen. There is prior research that suggests that the presence of other people tends to enhance somebody's performance when they're performing a task that is second nature. So for these athletes, for instance, who, you know, are practice and daily, you know, multiple hours a day. And so practicing their sport is second nature to them. Right. There is research that suggests that the presence of other people can sort of raise the stakes and enhance performance. But again, there isn't research that really applies specifically to the Olympics because they are such a unique event. And there will be people watching virtually, and there are still very high stakes with Olympic medals on the line. So while, you know, it remains to be seen, I guess, right, what will happen. And psychologists don't know, I guess.
Yeah, you know, I suspect that not much will change, right? These are top-tier athletes competing at the highest level. They're there to do a job and get it done and win, right? They're highly competitive in their own world. So I suspect that it won't change that much. But yes, some of that overall feeling might change. You know, it could impact them. I think one of the bigger concerns that some of these psychologists say is the absence of the families of the athletes. Mm-hmm. And that one seems to ring a little truer right there. You know, after you compete, if you win, you know, you want to share with those that are closest to you. And a lot of these athletes' families aren't going to be there. So their team support systems are going to have to be stronger than ever.
That was an interesting part of the reporting that I did. Both psychologists said that the bigger concern is perhaps that the athletes' families will not be there. And, you know, Sam Summers, who's a Tufts University psychologist, he cited other research that showed that having a social support of families and friends can be really important for athletes' mental health. And so, you know, having their families and friends like thousands of miles away in most cases, you know, that is, again, these athletes really are going to have to lean on each other and find other ways to connect with their families.
Right. A couple of things they do have going for them, I guess, is, you know, we went through a year of all of this, you know, with NFL games, MLB games, NBA games, where they already did the fanless experience. And I guess beyond that, you know, everybody's in the same boat, at least, right? You know, no one country is cheering louder for another than, you know, they're all going to be at the same place that way.
Exactly. Yeah, that was, you know, sort of the bottom line of what Sam Summers concluded was, you know, these are top-notch athletes. They're world-class, and they're all sort of performing in the same quiet field. So there's no home field advantage.
Yeah, exactly. I'm hyped up for this. I always love the Olympics, so I'm excited to see how it all turns out. One of the other things that people were raising questions about were drug testing during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. They paused a lot of these tests because, you know, obviously other reasons were other things were happening.
Right.
And, you know, not to say that they're going into the Olympics without the proper test, but maybe early on in trials and other things like that, people were just raising concern about it.
Yeah, I wrote about that today as well. I think, again, you know, there's sort of, you know, a lot of uncertainty surrounding many aspects of the pandemic. But I think one aspect that people have raised questions over is the fact that during the kind of early months of the coronavirus, for approximately 3 months, all drug test programs, pretty much all drug testing programs had to be suspended. And there were other sort of pilot programs that were launched by different programs to continue drug testing. But by and large, there were people who were not being tested in about, you know, April of 2020. So that's sort of another question going into these games of there were just not as stringent of drug testing requirements about, you know, a year and a half ago. And so sort of how will that play out? You know, the World Anti-Doping Agency has come out and said that they've really ramped up their testing and they're back to full capacity in recent months. So it shouldn't be, you know, it's not like people have not been drug tested. That's very important to note. But it's just, again, there was a sort of a wrench in the plan of the Olympics.
Yeah, and I guess there was a lot of records that were being set early on, mm-hmm. and that was kind of a concern. They're like, what's going on here? But I don't want to diminish the accomplishments of any of these athletes right. or anything, but it's like I said, since there was a pause in these drug testing program because of the pandemic, that's where all these kind of questions come up.
You know, there are people have been pointing to other factors that could be at play. I think people are talking about shoe technology or these athletes. A lot of the records were happening in track and field events. And they were sort of pointing to just these athletes may have just been really, ready to run because they've been inside for a while. But so, again, yeah, there's no like hard evidence of it, but it's of drugs impacting performance. But it just sort of, you know, adds to the confluence of factors that are kind of circulating in these very unusual Olympic Games.
100%. Yeah, as I said, they're ongoing now. COVID looms large, but good luck to mm-hmm. Team USA and all the other athletes out there. Erin Doherty, reporter at Axios, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been Reopening America. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.